Take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I will try and move quick, although this topic would be one that we could certainly spend some time on. We're going to deal with faith. We're gathered here on this Sunday night, the last Sunday night of the year, and the question is this coming year, are you going to live a life of faith or a life of fear? Are you going to do and live as God would have us to in faith, believing and following God? Are you going to be controlled and led by fear, which certainly is not what God would want us to do? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. We know this is the faith chapter, and certainly we could spend the entirety of the night here, but I'm going to give you kind of an overview of faith as we go through this. But now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There was a children's letter that was written and read to a group of people later, but the child wrote with regards to God, said, "Dear God, are you for real? Some people don't think so. If you're up there, you better do something quick." I mean, sometimes people don't know whether God's real or not. They don't know whether God is working or not. They haven't seen God do anything in their life, and so they might question or not have the faith that they should. We as Christians, of course, are challenged and encouraged and told to have faith, to do what God wants us to do. You know, there was a construction crew, and they were building putting in a drain line across this field, and they got to they were digging their ditch, and Brother Joe will like this. They came across a wire. And, of course, they stopped digging, unlike our interns who just keep digging. they came across the wire, they stopped digging. And they called the electrician. And they said, "What is this?" And the electrician looked at it and looked at the plans. He's like, "Oh, that's an old line. It's dead. It's been dead for years and years. You can just dig right through it." And the foreman said, "Are you sure? Are you positive this line's dead?" He's like, "It's dead. Just cut it." And he's like, "Okay." And he got out of the tractor and he said, "Would you do it?" And the electrician said, "I'm not that sure." There's a big difference, right? When it's actually you, he said, "Let's double check." And went back. And sometimes we're told to have faith. And we have faith, but maybe not that much faith, right? That's where we're at. That's where we're at, sadly. But we're supposed to have faith. As Christians, we get saved, and there's saving faith. That's, for by grace are you saved through faith. There's saving faith. That's the beginning of the Christian life. I believe, for the most part, this evening, I'm talking to people that are saved, and you have saving faith because you've called on God and you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. But we are supposed to add to our faith. We are supposed to be growing. We are supposed to increase our faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You increase your faith by getting in this book. That's what our devotional program is for. That's what our Bible reading schedule is for. That's why we're doing this year, is that we might be challenged and encouraged to get in the word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you get in the word of God, you see the word of God is how God talks to us. Prayer is how we talk to God. Any relationship is built by communication. You communicate with your spouse, you build your relationship. You communicate with your children, you're building your relationship. That's why it's vitally important as parents that we continue to maintain communication with our young people when they start to get... You see what happens when they're real little, we play on the ground with them, and we play ball with them, and we mess around, and we joke, and we have a lot of fun, right? But as they start getting older, they start getting their own friends. They start being more self-sufficient. And the kid starts to, a little bit of distance comes between parent and child. One of the main reasons that is because now all of the child's communication is with other people. It's no longer with mom and dad. It's very important that we as parents on purpose work to keep those communication lines open, that we provide and make time to talk, spending time. We got to communicate. And if we're going to grow in our faith, we got to spend time and communicate with God. A certain preacher was preaching a mighty message about trusting God. And he was really getting into it. He was preaching, you got to trust God. And he's going, and he's really getting into it. Well, he was getting into it. And some dear lady here close down to the front while he was preaching realized that he was packing. He had a gun. And at the close of the service, she's on her way out. And she says, Pastor, I thought you said we were supposed to trust God. And he said, yes, you are. She says, we can trust him in everything. And he said, yes, you can. And she says, well, Pastor, then why are you carrying around a pistol? And he says, oh, that's just to hold the enemy off till God shows up. We're just getting, you know, being prepared, amen, till God gets there. He's just getting ready. Our faith is to increase. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:15, not boasting of things which are a measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased. When your faith is increased, our faith is supposed to be growing. We need God to grow our faith. This evening, if we're going to grow our faith, we need to, several things that we see in the Bible that the Christians, what we're supposed to be doing. First of all, we're to walk by faith. We know that. We're supposed to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 7. For we walk by faith, not by what? Sight. We walk by faith. As Christians, we're to walk by faith. You know, a walk, this idea of walking by faith is what we're dealing with and what we're talking about is the habits of our life. The daily habits of our life. You know, it's not so much in our mind of like, you know, the steps we take like this, but it's what we do day by day. Our walk as a Christian, our habits are to be habits of faith. Much of our daily routine, in fact, happens by faith. Do you understand that each morning you get up and you move forward with specific plans that are yet unseen? You move forward and all of your actions and everything that you're doing is with that in mind, working towards that purpose. However, it's not seen. It's not done yet. It's not something completed. But in your mind, you believe that it's going to be so. It is a reality to you that when you get in your car and you start it, you say, I am going to work. You get in your car, and what I'm saying is that's what we're talking about as far as faith, seeing in your mind what's going to happen, living our life by faith, and being able to follow God. The habits. As a Christian, our habits of life should be habits characterized by faith. Characterized by faith. Four times the scriptures say, the just shall live by faith. In Habakkuk 2:4, in Romans 1:17, in Galatians 3:11, in Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. Faith is not just a tool to get us from salvation to glorification. From where we're saved now to where one day we're going to be glorified. But it is a way of living day by day. Our life should be characterized by faith. What that boils down to in a very practical sense is that boils down to the fact that we take God at His word and we believe what He says to be fact and we live our lives accordingly. We live our lives accordingly. That means the Bible says it's more blessed to give. Give and you shall receive. We read that, we take it as fact and say, okay, Lord, by faith, I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. If I give, I'm going to get or I will grow or I will receive. It's opposite of what the world would teach. But Lord, by faith, I'm going to do that. We take God's promise at His word and we give. And when we obey, our faith grows because we see God come through. Our habits of our life, that means when God says to go, we go. When God says to be a witness, we are a witness. When God says we're to discipline our children, it doesn't make sense. My child's going to hate me. I mean, I'm applying the Board of Education to the seat of learning, and he's not going to like that. He's crying. He's going to hate me. It doesn't make sense. No, he'll rise up and call you blessed. You withhold that discipline, and your child's going to end up running, quite possibly hating you and holding it against you. It's Bible. We by faith. I know it doesn't make sense. We don't understand it. But let me encourage you, parents. You need to be disciplining your children in a biblical manner, in a godly manner. And this is not on discipline. I'm not going to teach on discipline right now. But there needs to be some disciplining going on with the young people in our homes. We do that by faith. It's a promise from God. So do we believe it or don't we? You see, our lives should be characterized by faith. We take God at his word. God says this, we do it. Faith says, God said it, I'm going to do it. That means I love my wife like I should. That's what I'm commanded to do. That means I submit to my husband. That means I live a life that's honoring to God. We could go on. What I'm saying is that we take God at his word, and what he says we should be doing, we do it. Why? By faith. Understanding that that is what honors God, and God's going to bless that. By faith. We don't understand why we're going through challenges. I don't understand why we have been in court for 6 years. It's mind-boggling. Look, and I say, why, Lord? What could possibly be the reason for this? But I have to trust. And by faith, continue to move forward for God. I get impatient, I know. I want an answer and I want a solution. But do I believe that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord? If I believe that it's within God's power to do that, then am I living and acting in faith? You see, you could not shake the faith of the three Hebrew children. You couldn't shake it. He said, we're going to throw you into a fiery furnace. And he said, God is able to save us. But if not, we're not going to bow. They said, God can, but if he chooses not to, we're still not going to bow because we have faith in God. You couldn't shake it. You couldn't shake Job's faith. He went through it all. He went through so much we can't even comprehend it. Not just loss of all of their valuables, of all of their possessions. You know how distraught and discouraged we get when we get in a car wreck and our car's not going to work? And what that's going to cost us? Oh, man, he lost it all. Not just that, he lost all of his family. But he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, right? That's faith. That's trusting God regardless of the burden, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the storm. Job had faith that couldn't be shaken. Real faith sees the storm and trust God through it. You see, you only survive the storm when you've had a habit of living by faith when the sun was shining. Do you know why people get mad at God in the storm? Why they quit? Why they hold it against God? Because they have weak faith. Because they don't know how to trust God through that time. So we know that we're supposed to walk by faith. We're supposed to ask by faith. Ask by faith. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. In Mark 11, verse 19 through 24, he says, and when Eve was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and thou shalt doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You understand, we need to ask in faith. We need to ask in faith. believing that God can answer, that God will answer, that God does answer prayer. Ask in faith. We need to see God do a great thing in our court case. I'm going to be asking the church family to be fasting and praying this coming year on a consistent basis until we see God do something. Because if I believe that God can, then how come I'm not asking? Asking in faith. Lucas, can you help me a second? Lucas, I want you to look up at heaven and ask God for some Mentos. Go ahead, call out. Just ask God for some Mentos.
God, can I have some Mentos? Can I please have some Mentos?
Oh. Wrong one. God can't hear. I didn't do it in order, sorry. You're supposed to ask for Papel first. So ask for some Mentos now. Mentos, the God.
God, can I please have some Mentos?
How about a candy bar? Call out, say, can I have a candy bar?
God, can I have a candy bar?
Whoa. Here's what I guarantee you. If you had a spot that you could go and say, hey, can I have a candy bar? Anytime you wanted, I guarantee you would go. You would go because you believe that you're going to get it. Well, since you helped me, you should pick one of those that you want, and the other kids can have those. Which one do you want, the Mentos or the candy bar or the Propel? The candy bar's back there. Don't open that. That'll be a mess. You see what I'm saying? If you believed that it would happen, you would go. I mean, you go to the vending machine and you put in 50 cents and you fully expect to get what you... Now, our machine just eats your money, but normal vending machines, you do that. Why? Because you know when you put that in and push the button, it's going to send you what you asked for. When we bow on our knees, God says, listen, if you have faith and ask of me, Lord, cast that into the sea, then what you've asked will be done. God always responds to faith. He responds to faith. The reason our prayer life is so anemic is because we don't believe that he's really up there. His first request for Mentos was kind of hesitant, right? Kind of, God, can I have some Mentos? Like, I was told, well, supposed to do this, but... But after he realized what was happening, he didn't hesitate with the other questions. Right. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust him at his word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon his word. For everything, oh, everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Do we believe that? God responds to faith. We see that all through the scriptures, Jairus' daughter. But Jesus, when he heard it, he answered, said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." The woman who came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, just touched the hem of his garment. And he said, "Oh, I felt virtue go out of me." And he turned and he says, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Because she believed. The men who brought the man who was sick unto Jesus, the four men who brought him and lowered him down through the roof, he said, their faith. God responds to faith. We are supposed to, as Christians, have faith. We also not only walk by faith, we ask by faith, but the Bible commends us and challenges us to know the truth that we overcome by faith. 1 John 5, verse number 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." We have victory in our life by faith. We can overcome. You can have victory. You can see God bring you through and overcome whatever it is, the temptation, the trial, the test. You overcome through faith. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with that temptation also make a way of escape." You see, we take God at his word. And by faith, we say, okay, God said I'm going to be able to have victory. God said I'm going to be able to overcome. He wouldn't give me a temptation that I can't bear. So, I'm going to overcome. I can do this. Having faith. Jesus said to Peter, when Peter was going to go and deny him, you remember? Jesus said, "I pray for thee." But he said, "I pray for thee that what?" Do you know what the prayer was? That, do you know? "Thy faith fail not." Jesus, of all the things that he could have prayed for, he said, "Peter, I'm going to pray for thee that thy faith fail not." We need faith. Jesus is praying that our faith fails not. We're to put on the whole armor of God that we could withstand against the wiles of the devil. In the whole armor of God is the shield of faith. We overcome by faith. As Christians, we're to walk by faith. I'm challenging you tonight that we ask by faith and recognize and believe the truth that we can overcome by faith. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle o'er the night. Shall veil the glowing skies against the foe in veils below. Let our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory we know that overcomes the world. Sing it with me. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. We overcome by faith. Christian, as we embark upon this next year, are you going to live a life of fear or a life of faith that would honor God? Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give us as believers the faith that would allow us to overcome. Help us to ask in faith, Lord, as real and as true as knowing there's somebody behind the wall, knowing there's somebody there that can hand out whatever we ask for. I pray, God, we would have that kind of faith in you and that we would recognize it and come to you in faith, believing that you can do it. And that we would pray in faith. Lord, we so many times are like disciples and say, "Lord, we believe, but help our unbelief." Lord, we pray that you'd give us, that you'd strengthen our faith as we move into this next year, that you'd help us to walk, ask, and overcome through faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.